You're listening to the Mixed Morning Show podcast with Dom, Emily, and Jeremy.
Emily came to me and Jeremy yesterday with an idea, something that she wants to do for herself. You want to explain?
Yeah, let me paint a little picture for you, fellas. Last weekend, I was hanging out with a girlfriend of mine who is getting married next year, and I am her maid of honor. I am honored to be her maid of honor. Mm-hmm. And then a few hours later, I go check my mail, and I get a save the date for another girlfriend from high school who's getting married over the summer, okay? And then the next day, I went to a baby shower for one of my nearest and dearest girlfriends. And so three in one weekend, bam, 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 just, you know, getting all these.
Boy, everybody's getting married but you.
I know. So I said.
So you said.
Mm-hmm. And not that I necessarily need to get married, because the joke is I've been engaged about 14 times. I've gotten that out of my system.
Oh, is that a joke?
The number seems low
to me. So I, and the longer gentleman caller and I are together, really, the more I'm okay with just being who we are.
All right. So what's your plan?
My plan is I feel that we should celebrate non-traditional choices as well as traditional choices like getting married and having babies. And if those are not on my radar, how come my choices shouldn't be celebrated? My career, the mm-hmm. fact that I'm independent, mm-hmm. you know, my X, Y, and Z.
Is your mom who lives with you going to come to your independence party?
Right. Yes, she will be on the list. Okay. Yes.
Very good.
Okay. Yep. And I just feel.
I'm independent living
just
with
say,
my mom.
Just okay.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That's okay. You keep going. Yeah. How's your lonely life alone, Dom?
That was essentially low-hanging fruit, was
she
it not, Jeremy?
She has her own apartment in the house.
Okay.
She
all right.
does.
All right, anyway,
okay.
so move on.
So you want a party just to say that you go to work every day.
I want to have
you can
an
dress
I'm
yourself.
I want to have an I'm fabulous
and you
shower.
You can wipe your own butt. You want a party because of that.
There are so many of us, men and women, who are different that make choices that do not necessarily line up with the protocol.
Yeah, but isn't
protocol.
That just living? That's just living.
Well, mm-hmm. why should that not get celebrated? Why should me?
What did you, go back about 45 seconds. What was the name of your party?
An I'm fabulous shower.
So are you going to register for gifts for your I'm Fabulous
shower?
I
think I should.
So people are going to bring you gifts because you go to work every day.
Right, because I...
You're fabulous because you do what everybody else does?
But I don't do what everybody else does. I'm not getting married, so how come I don't get to have a party and have people celebrate and come out and
maybe,
have cocktails
well,
and
a lot of
do
people
a
don't
gift
do
registry?
That.
Maybe it's
well,
the
Well, they should have a party too.
Maybe it's the name of the party that I'm having. I mean, if it was the... I've chosen to not get married, or I'm remaining single party. The whole I'm fabulous.
I'm remaining single. That just doesn't fit on a card as well as I'm fabulous. So I'm just. It's
I
just,
started a 401k. I'm fabulous. I'm not getting you a gift for that.
It doesn't sound as good. I just started a 401k. See. It's not that I don't want to celebrate my girlfriends who are making these choices.
Can you just say no to these girls?
Why
I don't want to go to your
show.
Because
I want to celebrate these milestones in
so
their
life.
So
you've decided you don't want to get married, but you want all the accoutrements of being married.
But
you
I want
the,
people
you want
a blender.
The gifts and
yes, I want a food processor. Gosh,
so this
darn
is
it.
Just a gift grab.
Well, wouldn't you say like
it's a fabulous gift grab?
Wouldn't
though.
You say the two bridal showers that I was invited to and weddings that I wasn't invited
yeah,
to?
Yeah, but those
over
are special events.
Months,
those are special occasions.
So why do they get the special? I have special occasions too.
Why don't you go on to Facebook and stuff like that and say, look, everyone just send me a present. Why don't you just do that? Why do you have to have a party?
Because it's not a gift grab, as you call it. It is more
so
of
So you're going
to
tell people no gifts.
No, I'm going to register like everybody else does. But it's not just a, hey, Tuesday, bring me a gift. It's a, I make different choices that should be celebrated and I should be supported for not wanting to get married and have babies like everybody else.
Yeah, but that's, you're just living.
You are married
you're just
with
living.
Babies.
I
you
know.
I got the gifts.
Here's the funny thing. Everybody who's on Emily's side, in other words, the people who are choosing to be single and childless,
yes.
will say this is a great idea. everybody else will say, what are you talking about?
No, yeah. Because I think my girlfriends are going to be like, no, you're right. Like, we'll celebrate something.
Well, yeah,
to
shut
choices.
You up, to absolutely shut you up.
Is it more of an I'm jealous party than an I'm fabulous
Let's
party?
Let's call it that.
I'm jealous.
Throw some glitter on it? Sure, I don't care.
How about the I couldn't close the deal party?
Right. How about no man, the only aisle I'm walking down is the liquor aisle. How about that for a shower?
Now that, I would buy something for you for that.
It's good.
Well, then
the
problem has
just
saying.
Been, the problem for me has just been the naming of it.
Well, right, you are getting caught up in semantics.
No, there's nothing fabulous about going to work every day and having a savings account and living in sin with your boyfriend.
Yeah,
there's
not, no,
there's
that's what's not
fabulous
true.
About
you compare
that.
My life and my choices to some of the people that we know. And
yeah, I know. That's I agree with you, but I'm still, you cannot reject the whole thing that, oh, you're just getting caught up in semantics. What you name things is very important. If you sell a box of Frosted Flakes that says Frosted Flakes, they're great, people will buy it. If it said, this is a bunch of, you know, regurgitated poop, and that's what it said on the package, nobody would buy it.
Is it frosted, though?
So what you call things is really important.
Yes. I get your
people
point.
People are calling on this. I can't believe it.
Fabulous women are calling because they're like,
know.
Excellent idea.
All right, jammed phone lines, but if you call right now, if you get a busy signal, call back. 303-631-1MIX, 631-1649. Let's talk about the I'm Fabulous shower. Here's Eddie. Hello, Eddie. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
What would you like to say about the Eddie. I'm Fabulous party?
I think that she should throw herself an I'm Fabulous party. Celebrate all the great things she's done in her life.
Yes. How about an I didn't marry that guy party? Shower, huh?
Exactly.
How about that?
If she's going to celebrate all the great things that she's accomplished in her life, what are some of those things?
Probably holding the record for watching the TV series Friends more than anyone on the planet.
Party!
That's definitely up there.
Party.
Right, okay.
All right, Eddie, thank you for your call.
You're welcome.
All right,
Eddie, have a great day.
He's doing his disc jockey voice.
He totally is.
Here's Jennifer. Hi, Jennifer.
Hi, how are you guys?
We're great.
Fabulous.
Emily's
fabulous.
Jeremy and I are okay.
We're fine. We're just living. Tom and I are just living life.
Hey, there's jazz hands. You just can't see them.
You do not deserve a trophy.
Thank you very much.
Jennifer.
This goes against everything Dom says just about every day. Not everyone deserves a trophy. And for living your life, just because you've chosen just a little bit of a different path, does not mean you deserve a trophy.
Take as much time as you need.
Scream.
You want to scream?
Are you married with babies?
No, I'm not. I've chosen a completely different path just like you, but I do not think that I deserve to be showered upon by presents by my friends because I've chosen a different path.
Right, because you're not married, you don't have babies, go do something else with your life. Go get more education.
No, I'm in school, and I can take vacations, and I can do all these fabulous things and not expect my friends and family to buy me presents.
That's a celebration right there. Go see the world.
Jeremy, how much per year, per child, do you think it's costing you to have your
kids?
I don't even know,
but don't they say like until 18, it's like $500,000 or something?
Per head.
So Emily, why don't you use that money just to shower yourself with gifts?
Right.
Well, I'm working on it. And Jennifer, I just won't invite you, so we're clear on
she's
that.
She's okay
Please
with that.
Don't invite me.
Okay.
Jennifer will be at the bar with me.
Right. Living life.
You guys could
or
make
on
some
the beach
some choices.
Having cocktails.
That's right. We're
going to
be on
the
beach. I'll see you at the airport, Jennifer.
Fabulous. Bye, guys.
Fabulous. Okay, here's Brandy. Hello, Brandy. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
All right, what would you like to say?
I just wanted to say that this was a topic that was covered on one of the episodes of Sex and the City.
Yeah.
There was an episode where Carrie was invited to, I think it was a baby shower, and her shoes get stolen. And, you know, she kind of brings up this whole topic of why do we celebrate, I mean, we're celebrating all of these great accomplishments for these other people, but what about the people who've chosen a different path? And so she decides that, you know, the woman kind of brushed off the fact that the shoes got stolen. They were like $400 shoes. So she was a little pissed about that. So she decides that she's going to marry herself. So she sends out an invitation, particularly to that one woman, saying that she's going to marry herself and her registry is just that pair of shoes. And so that's how she kind of...
So essentially you're saying just marry yourself. Emily should go marry herself.
I could marry
Buy herself a ring and then have a dress.
I would say yes.
That will be an ugly breakup when it happens, though.
Yes.
When you break up with yourself...
Bad news,
been
bears.
There.
Listen, self, we need to talk.
Brandy, thanks for being on the show.
All right, have a good one.
Bye. You have Bye. A good one. Here's Maddie. Good morning, Maddie.
Good morning. How's everybody there?
Fabulous. Well,
we've already determined what Emily is. Maddie, what do you want to add to this discussion?
Well, I just think that Emily's been engaged 14 times. What does that tell you? You got to celebrate it when it happens. I mean, it's a task to find the right guy. It's a task to get married. I mean, these are all huge accomplishments. Those are the accomplishments that are worth celebrating.
Wait a minute. I'm confused by what you're saying. Are you saying she's got to wait until she actually gets married, or can she go ahead and celebrate just getting engaged?
No, she's got to wait. The celebration is all about finally getting engaged.
She does not like delayed gratification, though.
She wants a party now.
What if not getting married is in my stars, as opposed to the rest of the world who wants to get married?
I've got
gentleman caller.
I've got another question for you that just popped into my head.
What's up?
Suppose, and Maddie, you join in on this. Suppose Emily throws this, I've chosen to be single because I'm fabulous party, and everybody comes and gives her all her gifts. And then 8 months from now, gentleman caller gets down on one knee with a ring and proposes, and she says yes.
Oh, give the gifts back.
Right. Now, it's been a complete false advertising. She's just robbed people of gifts.
No, I just get two for one presents.
No, I guess then you don't get the wedding gifts then from people. You'd have to say then no wedding gifts, no engagement gifts.
All right.
Maddie, you have a great day. Drive carefully in the snow.
Party pooper.
Yeah. Thanks for being on the show. Time for one more quickly. It's Mary. Hi, Mary.
Hi.
What do you want to add quickly?
Okay, I've done this twice before. I threw a birthday party, invited my friends and all of their kids, and had them guess whose birthday party was. It was my dog's. No one bought gifts, but it was just a reason to bring everybody together and celebrate and have a good time.
Isn't that just a Saturday night, though?
Mm-hmm. What's that?
That's just a Saturday night.
No, it was the dog's birthday.
You're single. You're footloose, fancy free. Every Saturday night should be a party.
The other one was just a friend and I were meeting, and just like Alice in Wonderland, we celebrated an unbirthday, and we brought gift bags, but there was nothing in them. So I think that just don't wait for anything. Just celebrate life. You know, you only live once, and I think she should go for it. She can register. She might not get any gifts, but she'll get whatever people
Not from
bring.
Me, ma'am.
You know, now that you just said you brought gift bags, but they were all empty, that's what I'm getting.
That's what you're getting.
You just gave everyone that idea.
Mary, thanks for being on the show. I hope you have a great
Bye,
day.
Mary.
Thank you for your call. Well,
I'm just
good
saying,
luck with that.
The point is that there are more than two things in this world that deserve to be celebrated. There are more, you know, more than just
babies. Then I'm going to go pay off somebody's layaway. I'm going to celebrate that person. And I'm going to donate to, like, wounded warriors, people that are truly fabulous.
Why don't you accomplish something and then we'll celebrate that? You can't just, wake up in the morning and have people call you
have
fabulous.
Have your mom make you a sandwich and say, Mom, I'm out of here.
You guys, I mean...
I do like your shirt today. I'll tell you that
See,
much
right
now.
I mean,
now.
I woke up and I put a shirt with deer on it. So that's
I'm taking you to lunch today.
F-A-B.
Celebrate.
You lost.
Want more laughs? Follow us online.
Every morning.
Search @DomEmilyJeremy on Twitter and Facebook.com/DomEmilyJeremy.